This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right. PPI was one economic data point. Today, real estate provided us with a couple of others. We learned this morning that housing starts were off more than 3.5% in January from a month earlier. But the number of permits issued to begin building new homes, the thing you got to get before you get housing starts, were up. Now, a monthly report does not valid analysis make, but when you look at the housing trend over, I don't know, say the past year, housing starts are up almost 20%. We have all heard about the affordable housing crisis, right? Especially for first-time would-be buyers. So Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman got to wondering today whether now we are finally getting more supply to meet that housing demand. Here's Mitchell.
I talked to Philip McCoy on the phone today as he was sitting in the back seat of his realtor's car. He and his wife were driving around Richmond, Virginia, looking at houses. They've got two kids. They're moving from Pittsburgh for Philip to work as an ER doctor. Some houses they wanted to see were already sold.
They were just flying off the market, it seemed like, and so it was just stressing us out.
Now, the recent surge in new home construction could be good for them, especially since a lot of it's being built in the South. Except, says Zillow economist Jeff Tucker,
the median price for a new home in 2019 was $320,000.
And Philip McCoy says new homes are out of their price range.
There is apparently a lot of new construction, but I think we're just not able to quite afford that.
The median price of an existing home in the U.S. is around $245,000. So Jeff Tucker says pricier new construction doesn't hurt.
That can still help affordability nationwide because a lot of the people buying those homes are moving up from, you know, their own starter home that they're turning around and putting back on the market.
And there are plenty of buyers for those homes, says Joel Kahn at the Mortgage Bankers Association.
Over the last 3 years, we have seen more sustained household growth, and I think that's the coming of age of younger potential homeowners.
That's millennials moving up in careers, earning more, and gradually able to pay more for a starter home. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.